From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Delta Airlines is bringing back year-round service to Juneau, and its competition with Alaska Airlines is driving airfares down. Delta hasn't made an official announcement, but confirmed in an email to KTOO. There's one Delta flight scheduled every day between Juneau and Seattle, beginning June 6th and continuing past its typical summer season. Alaska travel expert Scott McMurrin shared the discovery with KTOO on Thursday. He runs the newsletter Alaska Travelgram.
I track these fares to see how low they go, like $200 round trip. And I was looking at October and November, and the Delta flights were still in there. I'm thinking, well, usually they'd make a big, you know, big play on this.
In recent years, Delta's seasonal service with a Boeing 737 has ended in September. Delta's booking site shows flights will continue after Labor Day with a somewhat smaller, lower-capacity Airbus plane.
The fare to Seattle will stay low. And what it also means is travelers who want to fly internationally to Paris, to Amsterdam, if we ever get to go back to Asia, then they'll have, you know, one carrier to provide that service. It really opens up the world, particularly for off-season travel for those folks in Juneau.
Alaska Airlines has had a unique advantage in Juneau for many years. It uses a technology developed in the 90s that lets planes navigate Juneau's tricky approach and land in weather conditions that other airlines can't. Delta's seasonal service runs through SkyWest Airlines to Ketchikan and Sitka and will also resume on June 6th and end on Labor Day.
I spend a lot of time checking fares, and what's really been interesting is fares are going up all over the country. Three sets of fares were going down, and that was Juneau, Seattle, Ketchikan, Seattle, and Sitka, Seattle, all starting on June 6th when Delta brings in their seasonal service.
Delta service to Juneau has been on and off for decades. The last time it tried year-round service was in 2015. And in other news, advocates for missing and murdered Indigenous people gathered in Juneau on Thursday. Alaska's newly appointed lead investigator for the state's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative spoke to the crowd. On Thursday, hundreds of advocates for missing and murdered Indigenous people gathered in front of the Capitol in Juneau. Most of them are wearing red. That's the color of the movement to remember murdered and missing loved ones. And to bring awareness to the violence that Native people are 10 times more likely to experience than the rest of the population. Many have red handprints across their mouths, representing the people who've been silenced by violence. Drummers and dancers performed the Women's Warrior Song, with members of the crowd joining in. It's Ann Sears' first awareness event since starting her new job. Sears was the first Alaska Native woman to serve as a state trooper. She retired late last year. Then, in April, she was appointed to a statewide leadership position, tasked with investigating unsolved homicide and missing persons cases involving Alaska Native people.
I have felt like everything that I have done in my life, the 30 years of public service, my time as a state trooper, my growing up in Alaska, being the daughter of an Indigenous woman, has all led to this moment.
There are a number of unsolved missing persons cases in Juneau. Sears says in talking with local law enforcement, Tracy Day's name keeps coming up. Day is a Tlingit woman who went missing in Juneau in February of 2019. Her family and friends have used social media and community organizing to draw attention to her case. Sears says she wants to bring new eyes and strategies to the table in cases like Day's.
And I'll be making some new inroads in a different way, and I look forward to that and maybe helping some families find closure. I don't know, but I would like to make that a goal. And I really, really appreciate being given the time to speak before you. And thank you very much.
Events like this march are important to give focus to cases and shed light on victim stories.
But I think it's super important for the families to know that they have a community behind them.
Ann Sears says that she hopes people will continue to care about missing and murdered Indigenous people every day of the year. Hune Lance Twitchell, a language professor at the University of Alaska Southeast, wants violence against Alaska Native people to be a thing of the past.
We want those who come after us to say, was there really a time when this happened, because we will shift the days. We will protect each other. We will look after each other. We will have a culture where it's safe to walk at any time, at any place.
Twitchell has a wife and young children. He worries about his wife's safety alone at night.
Who has to walk the dog at night? I do, because I know what will happen. I know there's a chance and there's a risk, and that's not what I want.
Twitchell says that making a change won't be passive or easy.
But to make a new day, you have to make a bold move. That means naming what has happened, creating shift that is real, and that has increased accountability, less violence, and that people know we are the human beings of this place.
The group marched to Elizabeth Pogacarovich Hall, accompanied by drummers. There's a whole slate of speakers planned for the evening and a shared meal. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. And in other news, the National Park Service is searching for a solo climber on Denali after he failed to check in with a friend via satellite phone for several days. The search started Wednesday. According to the National Park Service, 35-year-old Matthias Rummel left his camp around 14,000 feet altitude on Denali's west buttress late last week, intending to summit the mountain and return to camp in one day. Park Service spokesperson Maureen Galtieri says Rummel was last heard from Saturday afternoon when he called a friend on a satellite phone with about 2,000 feet left to climb.
It sounds like from his friend he had at least a sleeping bag and a stove with him. He had listed other items he intended to take to the summit on his registration sheet, some climbing protection, so like a picket, an ice screw, some rope. It does sound clear that he had not intended to overnight. He did not have a tent, for instance.
Rummel had been periodically checking in with his friend on his climb. His friend alerted the Park Service on Tuesday after several days passed with no word from Rummel. Galtieri says temperatures on the upper mountain have been around 25 to 30 below zero during the day. A Park Service helicopter and mountaineering rangers conducted searches Wednesday and Thursday. Rangers confirmed Thursday that there were no signs that Rummel had returned to his camp at 14,000 feet. Rummel is reportedly an experienced mountain guide from Austria with search and rescue experience. He is the first registered climber to attempt Denali this season and is alone on the upper part of the mountain, according to the Park Service. Galtieri says searchers are hopeful Rummel is still alive.
We've had a handful of remarkable survival stories in the Alaska Range, so we're certainly not ruling that out at this point. We are actively searching for him.
Galtieri says that the Park Service planned to continue searching Thursday evening or Friday. Anchorage police say a man who went missing nearly 6 years ago and whose body was just discovered last summer was the victim of homicide. Now detectives are looking for his killer. Jose Guadalupe Gonzalez was 46 in July of 2016 when police say his coworkers reported that he had not shown up for work. According to a police statement at the time, Gonzalez's employer said he'd never missed a day of work. His family was concerned because it was unusual for him to lose contact with them. In the summer of 2021, Alaska state troopers recovered human remains in Turnagain Pass, south of Anchorage. In early 2022, the remains were identified as Gonzalez's. That's according to an Anchorage police statement yesterday, announcing Gonzalez's death is now considered a homicide. Detectives are looking for help from anyone with information on Gonzalez's disappearance or death, especially anyone who has not already talked to police. Tips can be given anonymously at anchoragecrimestoppers.com. And as for the weather, rain showers we've seen throughout the day should start to taper off overnight. There's actually a frost advisory tonight for the region. Low tonight of 31 to 36, depending on where in the borough you are. The weekend looks like it will be partly cloudy, with highs in the low to mid 50s, both days with light winds. Monday will be mostly clear, and the rain is expected to return Monday night. Currently, it's 45 degrees with light rain in Juneau at Juneau International Airport. The normal temperature for early May in Juneau is 55 degrees. The sun sets tonight at exactly 9 p.m. This is KTOO.